Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear part of my visit with Missouri Director of Agriculture Chris Chen at the Missouri State Fair. Today I'm at the Missouri State Fair here with Director of Agriculture Chris Chen. Director Chen, you've had a very busy fair. I'm sure you're a busy lady. I've seen you in all corners of the fairgrounds here, and it's got to be a tiring week for you, but rewarding.
This is a great week. You know, we have a ton of kids here this week. They've been here all week long showing their animals, taking care of them. It's just great to see these kids working so hard. But what's even more special is to see them interacting with their urban cousins. You know, as they come walking through the barns, and many of these kids from the cities have never seen these animals before. And so to watch these kids explain what they're doing to adults and their peers, it's just amazing because it truly is special.
Nice weather for the fair. Well, everything turned out well. Saturday, just amazing. Last week, we had a record crowd here, and it was record crowd, but comfortable. The weather was good, and you know, just one of the best days you could have planned at the fair.
We've had excellent weather. We've had a couple of evenings where we had some rain, which complicated things for us and for our staff and fairgoers. But overall, we had great weather. Last weekend, we had record-breaking numbers, and so we're really excited about that. We're thinking the weather's going to hold out for this weekend so that more people can come out and get to taste and experience life here at the fair.
Excellent turnout for the governor's breakfast, and you were there. I've heard you speak 3 or 4 times at the fair. You do a tremendous job and truly show that the Department of Agriculture is supporting not only all the commodity groups and everyone involved with agriculture, but the young people. You're focusing on them as well.
Right. You know, our kids are our future, and it's really important for me that we have strong, vibrant rural communities for them to come back home to. My husband, Kevin, and I had that opportunity, and we want the same for our children as well. And so that's why the Department of Agriculture is really looking out for the next generation. We want to make sure they have a strong ag community to support them.
One of the greatest and most touching efforts that you've been involved with and the different organizations is Feeding the Missourians. And as you said, it's not so much a problem of people not wanting to help out, but just finding out. You mentioned, 1 in 5, I think it is?
Yeah, 1 in 5 Missourians is food insecure. And when you narrow it down in rural areas, 1 in 3 children are food insecure. And so Wednesday of last week, we teamed up with Missouri Farmers Care and the FFA. And the FFA kids, along with some adults, we packaged 52,000 meals in an hour that are going to go to food banks all across Missouri. So that's a great opportunity for these kids to pay it forward. But it was just amazing to see them jump in there and want to work to help people, to help their friends, to help people in their rural communities. And that's truly what agriculture is about, is helping each other and paying it forward.
You will hear more of my visit with Director Chen on an upcoming Ag Report here on KMMO. And with today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.